on the real pressure there. Just they got a goal straight before the water break. And went back into the third water break then with point down. And then when we came back out after, the defence really stood up and got a few vital scores, vital time, drove on from there.
How much do you think the meeting earlier on in the year where you had that 1 point win over Armagh, how much do you think that played into this game?
Yeah, no, definitely helped us anyway. And even coming into that game, we had three changes. Three players started today, they didn't start that day in Armagh, so they came on to it, freshened us up a bit, and there was a different perspective on it. We just changed up the game plan a bit different than we did last day, just to keep things moving. But no, definitely haven't played them already. We knew what they were. We knew what they're like. They're serious outfits. They're not all Ireland junior champions for no reason.
And of course there is a bit of contention over that because you guys weren't involved in the All-Ireland Championship last year due to the rule change. So I think you used that for motivation coming into this league campaign, and look, it's worked out in the end.
Yeah, we were very disappointed last year. We were very down when we got throughout. Just said from the minute we came back this year that we're using that motivation. We said that Armagh winning All-Ireland didn't sit well with us, because we knew last year ourselves that we had a great chance of winning All-Ireland, but not many outside of us knew it. Like, we have a great team, we're a very young team, like from average age must be only 21, 22 max, so it's a great squad coming up, and we're rebuilding for the future. That everyone knows where we've been a bit low the last few years. Now hopefully this can drive us on and keep us going forward.
Yeah, the seniors had a pretty decent year so far as well, and still plenty more to come. Chloe Cash was excellent for you all year as well. She missed one free near the end there, and you know that could have shaken her confidence, and it would take the confidence away from lesser players, but you know she just stroked over the 45 there to really seal the win towards the end, and that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. Chloe's been excellent for us all year. No matter what you ask her to do, just play midfield, play the forward, she'll just or head down, she'll play wherever you ask her to. But she's been great. I think she's missed very little frees all year. She missed one and then she stuck up 45, which was a great help to us.
It doesn't matter what sport you play there, hurling, football, camogie, it doesn't really matter. The half-back line has become so crucial in modern Gaelic games, and it's often where the game is won and lost. You have your captain there, Ciara Donoghue, vice-captain Aideen Brennan, and Aoife Dunn as well at number 7. So they certainly showed the leadership that you needed there to keep the heads up and to drive on in that second half.
Yeah, like it's great having the captain and vice-captain in that line to really drive on from there. And they're good, they're vocal girls as well, and they'll all talk to each other. We'll all back each other up too. If one goes forward, another one comes back to midfield. It's a great team. They're just so well united. They just gel real well. It's like actually being involved with a club team. It's like they've been together for years. But yes, we've only been together for a short bit of time, so.